Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is very likely to say something that is a lightning rod issue outside of football. And then the organization has to deal with how its customers and how its fans feel about that. You know, they once upon a time were desperate enough at quarterback where they brought Michael Vick in. But they weren't the first team to do that. And, you know, they dealt with the protests and the fallout from it. And then it eventually got back to football because Michael Vick had done his mea culpas and stuff. And, all right, like, he has been respectful about how his life has changed since that. But Aaron Rodgers is not, like, it's not you sign him and then there's just a blowback for a couple days and then he goes and plays ball for you. He's going to have a platform and an opportunity to talk as much as he wants throughout the year. And I just don't know if Art might think he's prepared for that, but I'm not sure he actually is.
Especially, is Mike Tomlin prepared for it?
Oh, yeah, because Mike's, you know, he's highly compensated. You know, Mike's, you know, he's going to give you that spiel.
Fall back on, I don't care, basically. Like, it's irrelevant to me. But I also think Art might actually be better prepared for it than you think just because look who has been on this team steadily. There have been distractions about how guys have acted outside of football or, in Pickens' case, close to but not on the field for years with these guys. I mean, it's not like they've run an airtight, drama-free ship. It's kind of something that comes with the territory for them.
But in exchange for what, though? Like, if you felt like you were having to put up with that stuff, both like, okay, Rodgers is going to do it all. He's going to be transparent about your football team if it's struggling. He's going to be transparent about his own ideals and thoughts and things like that because that's just who he is. So you've got to deal with both of those things. Mm-hmm. And if it's Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers, all right, whatever. You hold your nose and you just deal with it. And if it alienates or ticks off some of your fans, who cares? A lot of them are going to be happy just because he's playing winning football. My point is he better be good. He better be really good, actually. Because if not, you're going to be, you turn into the tabloidy team again. Your quarterback is super controversial. Guys in that locker room are going to get sick of having to answer questions about Aaron Rodgers. They already are. Hayward let the cat out of the bag with that. You know, these guys are already probably annoyed.
This is the bed they made, though, Pony.
Yeah, no
this
doubt.
They made this bed. Like, you're bringing up things that are all relevant and all could and probably will happen in many cases. They courted this. They said, this is what we want. They didn't make a better offer to Justin Fields. They pretty much telegraphed, it sounds like, to Justin Fields. Like, yeah, we don't really want you here. Okay, you courted it. You know, you let him in. Not only did you let him in, you invited him in. You wanted him to be here. You wanted to make him feel wanted. You've extended him every courtesy and sort of like, extension on time for actually signing. That's it.
I know fans will feel this way, and I bet the team will too. I think there will be a sigh of relief and an exhale when he actually signs. And it's like, oh, thank God. All of the rumor mongering and all the discussion about if he really wants to play football, that's behind us now. He signed on the dotted line. He's going to hold up a jersey and smile, and he's ready to go to work. Yeah, well, that's when the hard part starts.
I was going to
say. That's life doesn't get easier from there.
The spotlight, the microscope you're under becomes more magnified.
Right. That's like actually when the gun goes off and the marathon begins with him. And I honestly don't know what to think with Art. Like, it really just feels like right now He is like that goofy looking sidekick in an old school movie with villains in it where the real bad guy's in the motorcycle and he's the guy with the helmet and goggles who's got his tongue sticking out in the sidecar.
Is this like a Dumb and Dumber action movie?
I just feel like Tomlin is really driving and he's there like, okay, I'm here. Like, but you're the boss. You sign his checks, not the other way around, man.
I think all of this from Art to Mike and on down can be explained by one word: desperation. Mike Florio said it to us yesterday. I said, if Rodgers comes here, it's 10-7, you don't make the playoffs, you have a first round exit again. What did you gain from him being here? And he said, nothing. And then I said, well, you know, what if you win one game but then get blown out or just lose pretty obviously? There's no controversy in the divisional round. Well, you had a better season. Yet, to what end?
Yeah.
They're just, Art's more like a guy in a movie who's desperate. He's like nominally supposed to be a good guy, but he's desperate to reach some accolade, and he, I don't want to say sells his soul, that's over dramatic, but he is willing to go to any extreme and try any outlet he can to try to get what he wants. And I think that's him to Tomlin on down. They desperately want to win a playoff game, and they're willing to take any risk at this point possible, and Aaron Rodgers is the big one because he's a four-time MVP, to try to get there. The Steelers of past vintage, A, wouldn't have had this problem, but B, if they did, I don't think would have acted this way. They are just very, very desperate as a franchise.
Donnie, what do you think makes the Steelers look worse? If Rodgers blows them off and they have to go into a season with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard and they will have thought all along, oh no, Aaron Rodgers wants us, he loves us, and then it doesn't happen. Or he shows up, he stinks, and it blows up in their face that way.
I think it's actually worse if he doesn't show up at all, if he completely blows them off, because all along, yeah, they haven't given us a definitive date, but we have heard now multiple times, oh, he wants to be a Steeler, we're confident he will be here, but you know, just be patient, he'll be here at some point. If he never shows up at all, I mean, that makes them look stupid before the season even starts. Because it's clear they're counting on him to be there.
But I do think like it has the redeemable trait of like what we see from Rudolph and Howard. And if the team doesn't do well,
there would be some excitement about finally getting to see Rudolph, quote unquote, get his real shot. I think there would be some around town.
And I also think that like fans are ready to accept losing. Fans are ready to embrace losing. I mean, don't get me wrong, we'll bitch about Tomlin and Arthur Smith and everything else and draft picks that don't live up to their potential along the way. But I think fans are ready to wrap their arms around or heads around like, okay, give me 6-11. Okay, give me 7-10. Yeah. All right, I think that this will make us better in the long run. Give it to me. Yeah, I might have temporary pain because we lost to the Bengals at home, but you know what this gets us closer to?
Where we want to be.
Yes.
I think some people have that. I think it's probably close to, if not more than 50%, but I do still think there's like genuine pushback on that idea still. Maybe I'm off on my percentage estimates here, but I still think there are people who are like, no, you got to try to win. You got to do this. There are actually people who are resigned to the idea that there'll never be a certain level of bad, and therefore, like, there's no sense in wishing for it because it's not going to happen.
Like, well, they so far have a body of evidence on their side that does back that up because
out. I've gotten a lot of people who I think say, you guys can talk about 6-11 or 5-12 all you want. I don't care how much Tomlin, you know, lacks in this or that area. He's just incapable
of
going
that bad. In fairness,
we
really haven't talked about it as a realistic scenario. I just bring it up there as like something fans would actually want to happen.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:15, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. The average cost for gear for a firefighter is over $13,000. That's why we're hosting the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. You can donate at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Cintas, Southside Heating and Plumbing, Target Freight Management, and Glick Fire Equipment. PM Team Power Rankings at 3:30. Top five biggest a-holes in Pittsburgh sports history. Looking forward to that. Pop's supposed to join us right now. We might be getting blown off in consecutive weeks by Bob.
Belfont Snorkel. I just saw him in here 75 minutes ago.
Which is the same thing we had with him last week, and then he claimed that Charlie got the time wrong. So this is one of those situations where it's harder for me to believe last week's explanation
when it's happening again.
Does it again
with a different producer,
with the producer he has all the time.
Well, he also came back there at one point and he said, hey, talk to you, I'll call you at 3:14, because I always tell him to call a minute early.
Yep.
And he actually kind of admitted that last week, yeah, maybe I just misheard Charlie because I called those guys late, but Joe was yapping to
come
me
on,
at
Bob.
The same time.
Come on.
Breaking college football news. They are changing the way that they do the college football playoff. It is now going to just be based on the rankings, and they're not going to seed it. Four conference winners automatically get seeds 1 through 4. So last year, instead of Penn State hosting SMU and Happy Valley, they would have had a bye all the way to the quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. They would have faced the winner of a 5-12 game between Notre Dame and Clemson. We know that Penn State ended up losing to Notre Dame in the semifinals. So James Franklin, very lucky that they didn't have this rule in place for 2024, because if they did, he would have been one and done in the playoff, and there would be even more questions about his ability to win the big game. Instead, he got to play SMU, and SMU's quarterback had one of the worst games we've ever seen. He had a Nathan Peterman-like showing. And I said he was going to be the star of the game, and everyone mocked me on Twitter for that.
He came back to SMU for another year, right?
Yep.
If he had an insanely good year this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly transformed himself into like a bona fide first-round pick, and the Steelers took him, would you be able to give him the true benefit of the doubt after having seen that horrible game?
No, probably
I'd be scarred.
And they also got the advantageous spot, and we all call this one, of beating Boise State in the one-man team that was the Broncos and Ashton Gentry. Mm-hmm. So I like this better. I think it's fair all the way around to just, who cares? It
seems more equitable and should create better matchups,
if
honestly.
Three of the best teams in college football are in the SEC or Big Ten. CBSSports.com did rank the best coaches in college football today. And James Franklin was ranked 7th.
So
in all of college football.
Ahead of him would be, was Dabo ahead of him?
Let me check.
I would imagine Dabo has to be.
I'm going to say he's probably not, based on how the
Clemson's
last few years have gone there.
Down, but they've won national titles.
No, he is. He's 3rd.
Okay, so Dabo. So Franklin's 7.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo 3. They're not putting DeBoer up there yet. They shouldn't be, I would think.
He's 9.
They have Ryan Day.
Day should be.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you have an issue with DeBoer? He took Washington all the way to the national championship game before he got the Alabama job.
I guess he shouldn't be.
That
like,
ain't easy to do. That's way better than anything James Franklin's done at Penn State.
Is he on there or no?
He is. He's below him, though. He's 9.
Okay, I'm just going
who
7
did you say,
up.
Who did Donnie just say? Ryan Day. Ryan Day's 2nd.
Okay. Hmm?
Ryan Day is number 2.
What's his name? Kirby Smart, number 1?
Kirby Smart is 1.
Is Lanning on there?
Lanning is ahead of him, yeah. Lanning is 5.
5, okay. I want to just try to get all of these if I can.
By all means, Sark on there?
Sark's got to be
four. I mean, Pop's not calling us anytime soon, so we can take our sweet-ass time with this. Sark is four. Even though he played Quinn Ewers over
Arch
Manning.
Marcus Freeman.
He is. He's six. Would you like to know where... Would you like to just throw a number out there as to where you think Pat Narduzzi ranked?
I will throw a number out there, but I will be very careful about this.
These are all Power 5 coaches, and there are 68 Power 5 schools currently.
I'm going to say that Pat was placed 39th.
Don?
Is this Price is Right rules? I mean, I should have asked that before I guessed.
I'll go 34.
37.
I undercut Malzi. Oh, I undercut
son
him.
Of a, but I was closer by one.
Do you think that he is above or below Rich Rodriguez?
Above.
Below.
He is below. Rich Rodriguez is 42nd.
Wait, then he's above him. When you said below, I meant like he's ranked worse than Rich Rod.
Oh, maybe I should have said better or worse.
Yeah, that would have been clearer.
All right, then Donnie got that right then, if he understood what I was saying. Is he ranked better or worse than Bill Belichick?
Worse. I'm going to say better than.
Malzi's right. Belichick 54. Now,
why didn't they just rank Jordan Hudson? I mean, she's coaching. She's going to be their OC at least by the beginning of, or by like week five.
Was Pat Narduzzi ranked better or worse than Deion Sanders?
Worse.
Worse.
He should be, actually, too. I know that would chafe Pat, but Deion put a pretty good product out there last year.
Deion is, where the hell is he on here?
He's got to be in like the 20s, I would think.
Hit a control F on that if you can't.
No, I know. He's not in the top 25. Does that surprise you?
A little bit, yeah.
Deion's barely ahead of him. He's 33rd. Yep.
I would imagine Lane Kiffin's got to be close to the top 10, if not in it.
Lane Kiffin is...
I'd probably put him in the top 10.
Nope.
No.
Hold on.
Really?
They separated these into two different articles. That's the confusing part, so I have to keep going back.
I mean, hasn't Ole Miss been pretty good for a couple of years straight now? I mean, he runs a really good college offense.
12th. So close enough.
Where the hell's Lincoln Riley? That's a name I want to know. You want to talk about a guy who I think the emperor has no clothes here right now? It might be Lincoln Riley.
You think he's better or worse than Narduzzi?
He's better. He'll be ranked better than, but man, they're not getting what they paid
for.
Sure
about that, Chaluch?
I'm going to say yes, he's going to be ahead of him.
And you are right. He is.
What is he?
He is 13th.
Man, that's too high. What are we doing here?
Well, he's got Oklahoma to the college football playoff a bunch, and he's produced Heisman Trophy winners. I think that's the difference.
Okay, do you think they've overachieved or underachieved?
Oh, at USC, he's underachieved for sure.
That's okay. Yeah. Where's Venables? Is he? He's not great.
I don't know yet, because now pop-up ads are showing.
Well, how
up
about
here.
This one? You know this one, because I'm, you know, we're on the Lenora Sellers train together, and we know our pal Fake John and Robinson wants to know, where the hell's Shane Beamer?
He is 28th, so he is better than.
I'd say he's a little low on there. I think they're kind of a frisky team most years.
3:30, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Pittsburgh sports broadcasting legend, one half of the Pomp and Joe show, host of the nightly sports call, heard here on The Fan, Bob Pompiani joining us right now. At 3:30, this is our usual time for PM Team Power Rankings. Hello, Bob.
I messed you guys up. My apologies. I was telling Donnie, he's very, very efficient with this, by the way. Today, like, I have this Apple Watch, which silences my phone from texting, so I don't hear any texts. Mm-hmm. And normally I rely on that, so I'm going to have to figure out a way not to use this watch.
All right, Bob, so here is the punishment for calling in late. You have to do the power rankings. I'm going to give you two choices, and I have a feeling I know which list you're going to pick. You can either pick the top five biggest a-holes in Pittsburgh sports history, or the top five people, dead or alive, Bob Pompiani would like to have dinner with.
That's an interesting choice. I think I'm going to go with the people I'd rather have dinner with.
Okay, that's not a shocker at all. I would have bet every dollar of my bank account.
What if he said somebody that's on? There's somebody who's on both lists.
There might be. All right, Bob, let's start. And remember, it could be in sports, outside of sports. It doesn't have to be an athlete.
Are we all going to participate?
No, it's just going to be Bob here. Okay. This is Bob. We're putting Bob up on a pedestal here. All right, number five, Bob. Who is it and why?
All right, so I'm going 5-4-3-2-1. Okay, that way. I could start the other way and maybe make it easier, but I would go with five.
Okay.
And my number five would have to be Neil Armstrong.
I did not see that.
Didn't have it on the bingo card, Bob. Not going to lie to you. That one caught me flat-footed right there.
All right, why?
I've always been intrigued with that. I would like to know what it's all like, you know, to go through that, to be there. It intrigues me. It always has.
Are you one of these man on the moon skeptics who feels like it might not have happened?
No, I believe it did happen.
Okay.
And I believe
he's going to invite Neil Armstrong to dinner and say, so what was the soundstage like you filmed this on?
I don't know. Maybe Bob wants
Didn't Buzz Aldrin like to punch people in the face for that?
That did happen. All right, Bob, Neil Armstrong's at dinner. I'm guessing this is at Serafino's out your way would be my guess.
Serafino's a good place. Rico's is a good place. All the good Italian places, yes, you're probably top of my list. So.
All right. Neil Armstrong, five. Who's four?
Four would be Chuck Noll. I've had dinner with him, so does that count already?
That's a flex.
That's okay.
I mean, but
congratulations on all your success.
It's not designed to be that, Chris. It really isn't. I'm just telling you, we've had a lot of, and the most intriguing thing about him is his discussions about everything but football. He was very, very articulate.
Other than wine, we know he was a big winophile. What was like one thing besides that that he was really, really into outside of football? Aeronautical engineering?
Yeah, aeronautical information engineering, all that kind of stuff. He would be really good at discussing stuff that I had no idea what he was talking about, which led to more consumption of wine by me. So, because I didn't understand, so I figured I'd have more of a time to discuss the wines that he loved.
Now, he as a winophile, did he actually drink white wine?
He didn't. He hated it.
I was
going to
say,
told me that.
I feel like any serious wine person only likes red wine.
Yeah, red is the I think wine of choice for a lot of different reasons. For me too, it's health. You know, I can actually convince myself it's healthy to keep doing it. So,
how do you think Noel and Aaron Rodgers would have gotten along with each other, given how they're both into things outside of football?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is on my list, by the way.
Oh, okay. He's three. I'm writing him down. Now, why are you putting A-Rod on
curious.
Here?
Yeah, I'm just curious what it would be like to listen to him, to talk to him. Yesterday he was on, or 2 days, whatever day it was, I was trying to listen to the
Rogan.
With the Rogan thing. I was just curious if he was going to talk about the Steelers
at
all.
No, he didn't. In 3 hours.
No.
Didn't mention him one time.
And he didn't. Like, I'm surprised by that because we've heard these indications that it could be happening soon. I think it was Schefter who put out that it could be happening within a week, and yet nothing. So that was weird to me. So
how does that make you feel?
I'd like to see what's in that wine. How does that make me feel?
Do you want to invite Schefter to the meal so that he and Rodgers can get into a fist fight?
That's what would happen, wouldn't it? I don't know how that makes me feel. I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. It's gone this long. And I understand he mentioned in that podcast that he has people with cancer. Well, I get that. And I feel bad for anyone who's going through that. It's a tough thing, but it shouldn't stop him from saying yes. He doesn't have to show up here anytime
Didn't stop
soon.
Him
Just
from going
yes.
on Rogan's and didn't stop him from going to that concert when he was squirting people with a super
exactly.
soaker the entire time. All right, Bob,
exactly.
Who's number two on Bob Pompeiani's top five people he'd like to have dinner with?
Muhammad Ali's number two.
I mean, I feel like that one. I feel like that one's common, and for good reason.
Do you ever meet him?
Yeah. No, never have. And that's one of the things I wish I would. I had chances before way in the past when, you know, when things were more boxing centric, but we covered Michael Moore a lot in Las Vegas. We flew out there a few times to do it, but
that's
never
sweet.
Got a chance to meet him.
That's really cool. What was he like, Bob?
Oh, he was interesting. He was, you know, in the moment you didn't want to be near him, but you know, outside of it, he was very engaging, I thought, and somebody who just had a very vibrant personality.
Now So Ali trained, and it confuses people because they think Deer Lake, but they think it's mispronounced and it's just Deer Lakes. He did train for fights in like the random sort of center of the state near Redding, so a little bit more in the eastern part of the state at a place called Deer Lake Training Camp. You know, Roy Jones Jr. trained for the last several bigger fights of his career down here in California, PA?
You know, I'd heard that, but I didn't know that.
Before he fought Joe Calzaghe, he trained down in California, PA. I interviewed him way back when at a different time in my radio career, Bob.
Did you know that he, being Muhammad Ali when he was still Cassius Clay, won a match at Civic Arena against an old football player named Charlie Powell, Bob, in 1963?
I didn't know the name Charlie Powell, but I remember that story, yes. But
is he
I didn't
the greatest
know
heavyweight boxer of all time, in your opinion?
I would say yes. Just for everything he brought to it and what he represented, yes.
All right, Bob, who's number one?
Well, number one is Arnold Palmer, just because he does everything.
I knew it.
How did you know that?
Because you're a big golf guy. You were wearing a Laurel Valley hat today.
I thought it might be Jesus. I don't know why, but I had a weird feeling go with Jesus.
That would be awesome to do that, too, but I wasn't thinking in that terms. I was thinking about people.
Well, you went Neil Armstrong, so I really wasn't sure what direction you were going with this. It turned into more sports, but...
I knew, once you went all sports, I knew Palmer was going to be number one, and I agree with
it. How did you know that?
Because if you like
to
golf
around...
Maybe
Bob's all Palmered out. Maybe he had countless dinners with him.
If you like to golf around these... If you're a golfer who's from Pittsburgh, you'd consider yourself an avid golfer and golf fan. I feel like Palmer's the easy number one. He'd be on my list, too. Businessman, man of the people, like, very good with people. I just think he would also have incredible stories to tell.
Well, yeah, and I've been fortunate enough to be around him a lot, so I know that I've heard some of those stories. And he's just a tremendous person, every possible way you can think of. And what he meant for golf, what he meant for Latrobe, Pennsylvania, just everything was terrific. I still have, every time I think of 1994 and him walking up 18, that was one of the most emotional things I've ever been through as someone who covers sports. So
I feel like your dad was probably a big Arnold Palmer fan. Is that fair,
Dad,
Bob?
Loved him. In fact, we had a banquet where we gave Arnold a Tri-State Distinguished Service Award, and my mom and dad wanted to come because they'd never met him, so I brought them, and they had a great chance to sit, talk to him, Doc Giffen, who's his, Arnie's right-hand man.
Right.
Had a couple of Manhattans. They all like Manhattans. Those are a powerful drink.
A powerful drink for a powerful golfer.
Absolutely.
Oh, he had some big Popeye forearms, didn't he?
Well, I mean, he and Nicklaus both could really hit the crap out of the ball.
It's funny. Arnie also, there was a story that he said about one of the reasons why Nicklaus won here at Oakmont when he did was because of Arnie's army. And I said, what does that mean? He said, because people were getting on him so much, I had to intervene sometimes and it took me off my game.
Man. Bob, someone texted in and said, how about Fred Rogers? Did you ever have dinner with him?
Ooh.
Did have, with Fred and his wife both at another function we did for the Children's Museum. Yeah. Tremendous person all the way through, and his wife was
outstanding. Did he know sports? Did he come up to you and say, hey, Bob, what the hell's going on with the Pirates? Why can't they get this
Fred
guy?
Fred Rogers, what the hell's going on with the Pirates?
I don't
come out of his
mouth. Honestly, I don't remember all the conversations there, Pony. All I remember is that he was very gracious and
It was
fun.
If Tiger Woods is responsible for the modern boom in golf and like the purse sizes being wild and all that, do you think Arnie is even more responsible for the sport's overall popularity, the fact that it even had a chance to get as big as Tiger took it?
Oh, totally, Chris, totally. I mean, he did it before. You know, Tiger became an extension of Arnie almost, but Arnie took it overseas. You know, he meant a lot to the game globally, and he was the one guy who brought that army with him everywhere he goes. So that was pretty awesome.
Now, do you have, like, Pomps Army when you're playing Richie in these matches? You get Pomps Army? You get a couple people, like, kind of ringing the gallery?
I'd be part of Pomps Army.
Well, if you want to be, come on. I need all the help I can, because Rich is a good golfer. And I need strokes. He won't give them to me. I struggle sometimes. But then I have to dig deep. And if he makes me a better golfer because of that, so be it.
I still remember when during COVID you played him straight up and it was the upset of the century.
Yeah, you buried him. It was incredible on his
own turf.
Because
you buried me, Pony. That's what you did. I looked at that and I said, do I really come off that way? Like
I said, you should be getting 20 strokes is what I said.
That was true bulleting board material.
It was.
And Pop gave himself a pep talk
in the locker
room.
It really did. I want to thank you for doing that. You inspired me that day. Because Rich he had a good round of golf, but I beat him by one. And I played really probably the best round I played in quite some time.
Bob, this was worth the wait. Thank you so much. We'll be listening on
Monday. My apologies. I'll try to be on time again next time. I didn't mean to do
it's
that.
It's all good.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.